Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we unpack the habits, mindset, discipline, and the lifestyle shifts that lead to a fuller, healthier, and more powerful life. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a second to share something a little personal, something that's the foundation of the show, because Live Better wasn't just an idea, it was born out of struggle. A few years ago, I was in the fight of my life. Well, I guess a little bit longer than a few years ago. Sixth grade is when I got started developing Crohn's disease, and I got diagnosed at 14, where I started battling Crohn's disease. I had lost control of my body. I had no energy. I was barely eating any real food, and I was constantly inflamed and constantly uncomfortable. And for a while, it kind of felt like life was closing in. But I made a decision that I wasn't going to live like that forever. I dove deep into fitness, nutrition, mindset, and holistic health. I rebuilt my body from the inside out, and in that process, I found purpose. This show is that purpose. Live Better is here because I lived through something that almost broke me, and I want to make sure no one else has to go through something like that without a path forward. Which brings me to today's guest, someone who's been a constant in my life even before I knew what health, discipline, or self-growth really meant. Someone who's shown me, not just with words, but with action, what it looks like to lead, to build, and to live with integrity. My guest today is my dad, Randy Byrne. He's the founder and the owner of Vanguard Utility Partners, a company that's been a cornerstone in utility safety and locating across the country. For decades, he's built something meaningful from the ground up through grit, work ethic, standard that doesn't waver. And hearing his story about going through Vanguard from the start of around 2000 through the financial crisis of 2009, I believe this is going to be an inspiring story. Before there was business, he worked. He was a D1 football player at Iowa State University, where he learned about commitment, consistency, and pushing through pain long before I ever had to. He's not someone who seeks attention. He's never been out about the spotlight. But if you know him, you know what impact he has on his employees, his family, on his community, and on me. Growing up, I got a front row seat to what real discipline looks like. So I'm going to share that with you guys today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So today, we're sitting down to talk about his journey, Randy Byrne, my dad, from the football field to the boardroom, from young athlete to seasoned entrepreneur, from dad to mentor. We're going to talk business, leadership, family, faith, and the lessons he's learned over a lifetime of showing up. So, Dad, how are you doing? I'm so thankful to have you on, and this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, after all this time that you've been on, and this is the first time I get to talk to you on the radio, so this is great.
You know, I would have had you on sooner, but I thought I had – just like Tucker. Tucker doesn't want to do the show. He would never want to do it. So I guess I kind of looped you in with that, and then I realized I don't think I've ever asked you to come on air. So I realized I had a great opportunity to have you on, and I'm glad you decided to do it.
Yeah, looking forward to the conversation.
So my first question is, and then I want to talk about, you know, business, but you're a super disciplined individual up at 4 a.m. basically every day for as long as I can remember, you know, being born. Why? Why do you get up at 4 a.m.? Where does that discipline come from? And what keeps driving you to keep on keeping on?
You know, I don't know how it came about, but I obviously, when I was in college, all I wanted to do was sleep and rest. And then I think it's just inspiration. You go through life and you realize there's something that you want out there and you go chase it and you get disciplined at whatever level you need to be. And I'll just say I'm so busy right now, I have to give at 4 o'clock just to get my stuff done, and I sit in my office till probably till 6 o'clock at night working. So yeah, I got plenty to do. I just probably maybe my younger years of just being an athlete, I suppose, was part of it, which was I just wanted to work harder than everybody else, whatever it took. Didn't care what it looked like.
There was a time, though, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I don't remember, but there was a time where you told me you weren't as motivated. You didn't really want to show up for yourself. Why did that happen? And then what kind of got you out of that again? Because I know that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people are super motivated, super determined, and then they kind of get that, you know, maybe it dies down or maybe something happens in their life. They're not as motivated to keep going. What got you through that?
Oh, I think it was, you know, life just happens, and I think more so you get hungry. I had your mom and I had were together, and then we had Tucker, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Shoot, I got to grow up. I got to do something with my life." And then I found something that I really enjoyed. I was passionate about. I was good at, and just started building a career with just being passionate. And that's all it is, just being passionate. It's not like you're going to go read a book and learn something and figure out how to be disciplined. I mean, you're going to be disciplined or you're not. It's just you got to have a fire in your belly and a passion.
So I want to shift gears into business. Tell us a little bit about Vanguard, what that is, and let's just start with that first.
Sure. So I own a company called Vanguard Utility Partners. We are contractors for utilities. We do work for utilities across 8 states, about 1,050 employees in there. And if you see painting flags in the ground, marking utilities, that's what we do all over, I guess, mostly the Midwest. So yeah, that's what Vanguard is. Put paint flags in the ground. Sometimes I kid and just say we're a professional graffiti artist. Sometimes I just say I paint dirt for a living. But ultimately, we mark utility lines before excavation occurs.
And with these physical businesses, they're a lot different than what is in the new age, as I would perceive it to be. A lot of the new age businesses are stemming from AI, you know, online coaching, for example, a lot of just online work. What type of discipline does it come with starting a business that's physical? I mean, there's still obviously business being made that are physical, like detailing companies, that comes to my mind. But to me, starting in 2000 with a physical business, I feel like that was maybe a challenge, or you had to have a lot more grit to kind of push past the competition. What kind of effort did that take?
Well, I'll say it was you have competitors out there, but then started the company. I had a partner at the time, Casey, and he was my boss at another company where we did the same work. And came to me one day and said, "Let's start a locating company." And I'm like, "You're crazy." Well, anyway, we still did it. And started with 4 people and have just built it from there. It's all been organic growth, just adding contracts. I bought my partner out in 2005, so it's been a good 20 years on my own. But, you know, probably some of the biggest challenges that I face is, well, it is the biggest challenge. And it's probably any business with employees, and it's employees are the challenge. I kind of use the line, and it's normalization of deviance. You're constantly trying to plug holes on what employees get creative trying to cut corners with. And we have a training process that we go through, and through the training process you tell people, do not deviate. But people will go out there, and that's that normalization of deviance. You do one thing wrong one time, and then you tend to like, well, I didn't get caught, I'm going to do it again. And then you don't get caught, you do it again and again, and all of a sudden it becomes part of your repertoire every day that you're breaking the rules of what was set out. And so you're plugging holes and that fighting that normalization of deviance every day.
So what goes into being a great employee? I mean, a lot of people don't want to own businesses. Some people just want to work, have that income, and, you know, live the life that they want to live. But maybe they want to be the best employee that they can be. What are the attributes of a great employee and someone that you look up to and that you can trust?
Yeah, I've talked to people in the past that maybe didn't have a good education or was struggling in life, and my conversation with is that I'm not trying to demean anything with let's say a McDonald's job. But I say, if you're working at McDonald's, be the absolute best McDonald's worker you can possibly be the best hamburger cook you can possibly be. People will notice, and when they notice, then you're going to get maybe you become the best fryer, and then you just start growing your career. You can't just keep bouncing around from job to job. You actually build a career by being the best employee you can at that particular job, then opportunities just start opening up. if you're a bad employee and you just don't care about where you're working, you don't care about the job, you're not going to advance in life very far. It is the employees that work really hard, are passionate about the job, want to do the best they can, want to grow. Those are the ones that ultimately rise to the management levels and CEO jobs. People have started at the bottom and worked their way all the way up to CEOs before. So it's possible. You just got to know it's possible.
And now, is that something that you can fix with a mindset, or is that something you have to wake up to?
Well, some of it can be just a mindset. I mean, or you can read about it. You can learn. It's like, okay, well, I think more of it, you just need to learn or know that it's possible. Once you start believing in yourself and believe that things are possible, then it opens up, the world opens up to you to possibilities and opportunities. But first you have to believe it, and then you'll go work hard, and then you'll start seeing the results. You can't do it in reverse. You don't get results and then go, oh, I'm going to work hard now. It don't work that way. Never has, never will.
So we got about a minute here. Really quick, what did you create, or I guess, how do you create a company culture that reflects your values and that people are, I don't know if the right word would be willing to follow, but respect?
Yeah, I think you just got to give people a good work environment where they work. So they got to enjoy where they work. So you create a good environment for them. And then you create pride in that work. So they got to be proud of where they work. So they know that you're not cutting corners. You're trying to do the best job you possibly can as a business, as a company, and you have competitors out there. Then they start realizing, hey, we're better than everybody else. And then you got a lot of pride that gets built up in just being an employee at a particular company. And maybe that's all you want to be. And then there's also the others that are in that group that are like, hey, I want to advance. I want to grow with this company. I want the opportunities.
I love it. We're talking to Randy Byrne, my father, owner of Vanguard Utility Partners, and a former Iowa State Athletics football player. We'll be right back after this with more.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Thank you for staying buckled in with me on Live Better through the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to my dad, Randy Byrne, a business owner, a family man, and a man full of determination and knowledge. I want to jump right back into it, and I want to shift gears into your athletic days, football. You were an amazing defensive end. I don't think I got that trait, but what was your experience like playing football at Iowa State, and how did it shape who you are today?
my favorite line is the older I get, the better I was. So I played back in, I was 1985 to 89 at Iowa State. I loved sports, loved football. I wrestled in high school, was runner up at the state championship. I did track, I ran, I did it all. So it was a great experience, and I just got very disciplined at what I did. I was passionate about it. And I guess what was interesting was when I was younger, I hated school. And all I wanted to do was go play sports and wanted to be good at sports. So I lifted and worked out all the time. And then I go to college, did well in college, blew my knee out, kind of ended my career where I thought my career path was. And I had to refocus. I had to figure out, okay, what's my next chapter in life? And I tell people, I actually literally told someone just this morning, you know, I blew my knee out. I thought I had an NFL career. And then I said, I'm actually happy now that it actually occurred. At the time, I was crushed. My dreams were gone. And it took me a bit of time to pull out of that and then figure out, new focus and new direction in life. So I kind of said, you don't understand your life living it forward, but when you look back on it, you completely understand why these twists and turns in your life occur.
I just met someone last night at pickleball, came and joined us, and he told me that he blew his ACL out 2 weeks before the start of his senior year of high school football. And I kind of briefly asked him, how did you mentally get over that? And he gave me a little short answer. But for you, being in college and blowing your ACL, it's a lot bigger deal. How did you get through that mentally, and what worked best for you? Because like you said in the moment, you know, it's kind of like end of the world, like, oh, wow, like that's my career.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, for me, it was I had scouts come into watch film on me when I was in my junior year, which I had a really good junior year. And at the end of it, the second to last football game, I think we were playing Kansas State. I think I had 12 tackles, 2 sacks at halftime. And then right after halftime, someone hit me high, someone hit me low, and that just ended it. Well, then I went back and got surgery, did rehab. And it was a mental grind. It was painful doing the rehab. And I was back playing the next fall again. But I just didn't have time to get a lot of strength in that leg. So I never, ever quite played the same after that. So that's what kind of made it come to an end.
And won defensive player of the game still. any lessons or habits from that time as an athlete that kind of carried over into business?
You know, I think it's back to, it's just the grit and determination. It's just raw determination. I am not going to quit. I'm not going to lose. And it's just that competitive nature that sports is, that it's me against you. Just like wrestling. Wrestling was mano a mano. There was no team. It was just me against you. And, it is a great sport just for that fact that it's, just true determination. And I would be in the, let's say, go back to football in college. The team to beat or play was Oklahoma, and we played them every year. And I'd be in the workout room just working my butt off. And while I was in there, I'm thinking about the player at Oklahoma that's down there working hard. I'm like, I got to work harder than they do. I got to work harder than they do. And it never bothered me to work. Never.
Maybe this might be the same answer for the question I'm about to ask, but kind of like in business, right? Or, for example, I'll use mine for coaching. There's a lot of coaches out there that look, you know, just as good, have better systems in place or whatever, whatever. The same thing goes for walking into, you know, D1 football for the first time, right? You come from small town Spencer, Iowa, where you're probably the biggest guy there. But now you walk into D1 Iowa State with real facilities, all that. And now you have to compare yourself to these other dudes. How do you go about that? Maybe it's the same answer. Maybe it might be a little different, but I'm curious.
Yeah, now I'll say it was very difficult. It was such a hard transition. I mean, just the players are so much bigger, stronger, faster, and you're out there trying to compete with these guys. And I think it was my freshman year. I'm thinking, I can't play college football. I can't beat these guys. They're too fast. They're too strong. And it's like, I didn't know how to do it. And I even had a coach. I'm not proud to say it, but I even had a coach. He would call me Alice because I was so soft and wasn't whooping somebody. And that just stuck in my craw so bad that some coach is calling me Alice when I was an all-state football player. I was a great athlete. And yet I got someone calling me Alice, which is very, I'll say, just demeaning for me as an athlete. So I had to fight not only the battle on the field of trying to beat somebody, but I'm also fighting the mental battle of a coach calling me that, and then the mental negative thinking that you have that goes along with it. And the mental battle, the physical battle, all of it was almost overwhelming at times.
So how important is it then to put yourself in these environments where you feel like the little fish?
Oh, yeah, I don't necessarily know how I can describe that. I would just say, every day, every week, every month, you need to find a way to stretch yourself. Do things that are hard. Do things that you don't want to do. And just stretch, grow, find ways to grow. And the only way you're going to grow is by stretching. Stretching what your beliefs are, stretching what your outlook on life is. I mean, you need to have a positive outlook on life, because nobody's going to make life easy for you. It's you're going to make life easy for you, and whatever that even means. But you got to go out and work, and you got to have mental toughness, and you can't be soft. Life is tough. Life is hard. People are tough on each other. Life is not easy. So you got to be mentally tough, and you got to find a way to be mentally tough. And I'll tell you, I was a book reader. When I got out of college, I think through college, maybe even, I don't even think I read a full book ever. And I got out of college and I started reading self-help books. I read self-help books. I mean, piles of them, just trying to figure out life and trying to figure out myself, build myself up, and create an understanding. And then all of a sudden I started getting a positive attitude, positive outlook. Hey, I can do this. Where maybe in the past I said, no, I can't do this. Well, now I'm looking at it going, I can do this. And so it was a mental shift from I could do everything in sports, but now I had to figure out life and have a positive attitude looking at life.
Yeah, reading a good book, even I mean, I find that a lot of authors put a lot of their good stuff within the first 20 pages. I pick up a lot of value within them. And when you hear those like little like motivational quotes or like mindset shifting quotes, To me, it really gets me hyped and moving. So that's what makes me enjoy reading. So I asked you about culture a little bit earlier, but what makes a great team in football and in business?
Well, you got to have everybody going the same direction. You got to be towing the line the same direction. You got to have everybody believing in going the direction you're trying to take them. And with a team, it's just team unity. I know it's a funny line that my wrestling coach said in high school, and I remember I thought he was crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me because I'm a high school kid. But we're all in a locker room, and he comes out and said, "Boys, I'm just going to let you know this is the best days of your life, this locker room. And when you think about sports in the future as you get older, you're going to think of the locker room." And I thought, that is the dumbest thing. You're going to remember the games you won and the brawls with your brothers that you did together. And then now, as I'm older, I look back, it's like, you know, literally those were the best days in the locker room. That's all your buddies, your teammates, your blood, sweat, and tears together. And you spend 4 or 5 years with them, and I still have my best friend is Mike Bush, I play football with. And we've literally were together for 5 years, and we still are close friends. So it's the camaraderie that gets built. So then back into business, you just have team. You have supervisor groups, and you have them work with everybody. You're trying to get them to get the vision of what the company wants and how we should do, perform, and then create pride in the group. And that's how you create a good culture.
Great wisdom. We'll be right back with more with Randy Byrne on Live Better through the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're talking to my father, Randy Byrne, a business owner, a man full of wisdom, fatherhood, business values, and a lot of advice. So to finish up on what we were just talking about, and I just want to give my two cents, how you would hear about, you know, what you're living right now is the best days of your life, or maybe not the best, but very valuable ones. And I saw a video of this one guy. It was after an NCAA tournament, and the guy asked, it was his senior year, and he asked, what was your favorite memory of playing college basketball? And he said, the dinners, and then he started crying. And everyone kind of laughed at it, but it is true that those small little things, like I wish I would have took, you know, value in playing football in middle school and elementary, knowing that I wouldn't have got those back. So I love that perspective on it. So as a dad and business owner, how do you define success today?
Interesting question. I don't necessarily know how I define success. I think it's not money. It's, I don't know. I think just some internal pride of what you've created or accomplished. I think that's probably about the best answer I can get.
what do you think about legacy though? I heard that controversial guy, but Kanye West a while back, he says that he doesn't care to have a legacy because legacy is tied to ego. What do you think about that? What do you think about leaving a legacy? Could you care less to leave one, or do you want to leave one?
No, I'll say for me, I mean, I grew up on a small farm in northwest Iowa that, we had no money. I mean, nothing. Our boots when we went out and scooped hog manure had holes in them, and so we'd use bread bags and put on our feet to keep the moisture out of them, but literally grew up with nothing. So I look at maybe my, I guess kind of maybe your back to your one question, which defining success, I like the fact that I I'll say I broke the chains of being poor, broke the chains of poor thinking, broke the chains of there's opportunities out there, and now my family can see that, yeah, everything's possible. You can see now everything is possible, and I think that's the legacy that I created. And I guess it's still being written, but I think that's probably one of the biggest ones. I mean, if I someone had to break the chains. I'll say the chains of just being broke, poor thinking, poor, no money in the bank, can't buy anything, can't buy food. I mean, it was bad. But I think I have shown a lot of people that success is possible if you apply yourself, you work hard, and you got to take risks at times too.
Do you think? I don't know if I'll try to explain as best as I can, but do you think that was your destiny to do that, or do you think you created your own destiny? Because there's a lot of people who grow up broke, and they have a broke mindset the rest of their life because, you know, broke isn't – how does it go? It's not a – it's a mindset. Being broke is a mindset. And a lot of people who grow up broke, they stay broke because they don't believe that they can do it, and they believe that the system or that life is against them. What would you say to those people? And how do you think you kind of turn the tides for yourself?
Well, I'll say, yeah, that's absolutely correct, because I've certainly had, again, conversations with people about this, and it's I said the difference between being rich and poor is just your mindset, the way you look at things, how your outlook. You got to have a positive outlook on what you're doing, or you're going to go nowhere. You got to look at things differently. Kind of like when I was in football, I had a negative outlook on football because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I was good enough, and then I had to change my mindset that, yes, I can, and I can, and I can, and you start believing in yourself. So it's a belief that you have in you, and you have to figure out, how do I change this mindset so that I have more belief in myself that I know I can accomplish things? And then the other thing I did is I read a book, and I'm trying to think of what it was. Andy Andrews sent out letters to CEOs of corporations and asked for their history or their background. They had to write like a one or two page letter back to him. And a lot of those CEOs would write back that, yeah, I grew up with no money. I went to college, worked hard, and worked my way up the ladder. So I think when people see other people succeed and where they came from, they start realizing themselves, oh, hey, it's possible for me. If that person can do it, I can do it. So I read books for the self-help side just so I could understand how other people were looking at or viewing things, and then it created a belief in myself that, well, if that person can do it, I can certainly do it. And literally, you can change yourself. It's not going to happen overnight, but it takes time. That's back to stretching yourself. Stretching yourself could just be reading a book or reading a chapter of a book, and you just got to start. You got to start somewhere.
There's a lot of people that think they're also too good to start. I was just watching a video last night, and this guy was explaining how he was 23 working at Domino's, but grinding his online fitness business and posting on social media. And he said how it would be embarrassing that, you know, maybe someone from high school would order a pizza and he would have to deliver it. But he didn't care because he knew there was a greater outcome to where he was going to be, and that it's – I don't know how I look at it. It's more embarrassing to not start because you think someone's going to judge you than to, not start at all, or to start, to just start, if that makes sense. I think I explained that good enough, but yeah, I definitely like that perspective a lot. So what's one thing you tell an entrepreneur? Go for it.
Oh, I was going to say, I absolutely got embarrassed when I was out of college. I went and I had college buddies that were working at good jobs, and I went and we moved out of state, moved to Oklahoma City, came back to Des Moines. I'm sleeping on mom's roommate's floor, sleeping on her floor, working at a restaurant, just trying to figure out what I was going to do in town, trying to make it so that I could get Tucker and Rhonda to town with me. But in the meantime, I'm working at this restaurant, and I have college buddies that come in and see me in there, and I'm just kind of like, I'm so embarrassed thinking I'm doing this and you're doing that. Well, now, hindsight, certainly it's easy looking at hindsight, especially with social media these days. You should learn not to care what people think. Don't care what they think about you, how they perceive you. You got to know internally, in your heart, in your mind, who you are, what you believe, and don't block the rest of the world out. Too many people are on social media looking to see, oh, hey, how many likes did I get? Oh, I feel good about myself today because people like me. You need to throw that away, that mentality away. That is ruining your mentality. You need to find a better way of looking at yourself, and don't need people's approval.
I love that, and I think that's something that a lot of people could take away today, because everyone is driven by, does this person like me, or what will these people think of me? When I started my social media, I didn't want to post at first, because I was like, well, I don't have that much credibility yet. I don't want people to think of me like this or whatever. But now I'm confident enough to think about, going out on the street of downtown Des Moines and doing a challenge to raise some money for, a supplement company that I want to start. So I think the more you kind of get out of your comfort zone with that, the more you grow, obviously. So to ask the next question, what's one thing that you would tell young entrepreneurs who want to build something great?
Well, first of all, you got to take the risk. I mean, you got to be willing to take a risk, and you got to be confident enough in it. You know, I think there's that line of paralysis by analysis. Too many people are just paralyzed, afraid to start anything because they got to analyze it, and they think they have to be perfect at it and have to know every angle about it before they can do anything in starting. And that's why most people don't start. So they analyze it too much and trying to figure out how to do it, so they're paralyzed. And then the other people are, they're afraid to take a risk. Most people, they're not, I mean, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Most people want a steady paycheck. They want to go to an office or a job, work, get a paycheck, have benefits. And the entrepreneur throws it all away and says, I don't care about that. I want to work for myself, and I'm going to take a risk. And then they begin. And they may not be perfect at it. They may mess up. They may be wrong. They may have to backtrack. But they figure it out, and they become great entrepreneurs. I didn't go to school to be an entrepreneur. I learned a lot of this along the way. I was scared to death. But yet, my excitement to be self-employed and build something was far outweighed the fear that I had of doing this. I figured, you know, I had a job before this. I'll get a job after it if something fails.
I like that. Yeah, something that Tucker has said to me a million times is passion on fire, not knowledge on ice. So that one sticks with me because I've heard that hundreds of times. So how do you balance the pressure of business with staying grounded personally? I know firsthand how business can, you know, drive you mad or, you know, ruin your days or your weeks. What's your best tip at staying grounded and, you know, not letting something affect you as much as it potentially could?
Yeah, I'll say a lot of times, I mean, I certainly have some bad days with people and, you know, they do something wrong. They wreck my vehicle. They cause damage to occur. They all kinds of things that people do, and it weighs on you. I'll say I have learned to have really thick skin. I take it as what it is. I have a lot of faith. You know, I can lean on God and say, this is going to be okay, and just know that I'm going to come out the other ends. It'll be okay. It didn't kill me. It didn't harm somebody else. It's going to be okay. But, yes, it's a situation I have to deal with. So you just need to learn to deal with things. Back to conversations with people. I had a conversation not long ago with a guy, and it was, he was a drank too much, did drugs, and he's like, Randy, I don't know how you deal with this stuff that you deal with on a daily basis and the pressures that you have. I'm like, you know, I said, the alcoholic, the drugger, the person that takes the drugs, you know, they're masking what the problems are. I don't do that. I certainly have cocktails, but I don't try to do those things just to mask the pressures that I feel. And so I take it head on. The other person's burying it, trying to hide and run from it. And I'm just going, I'm going to take it on. And you grow really thick skin. You get good at it.
Yeah, a lot of people in this day and age, it's so easy to turn to alcohol, especially, I guess I wasn't raised in the 80s, but I'm assuming people drank then. But the alcohol crisis and the mental health crisis in today's world don't go very hand in hand. Everyone tries to escape the reality of the world through, you know, not being sober-minded. But sadly, this is the end of our segment with Randy Byrne, my father. Thank you for being here and sharing your journey. I really appreciate it. And for everyone listening, I hope this conversation inspired you just as much as it inspired me. Thank you for joining me.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I just want to say I appreciate my dad coming on today and sharing his story from his time at Iowa State to building Vanguard to navigating leadership and family. There's a lot that people can take away from what he's built and how he's done it. What stood out to me most today is consistency, whether it was on the field, in business, or as a dad. He's shown up with the same work ethic, the mindset across the board, that kind of steady leadership is what makes things last, and it's something that more people need to see. He's led with clarity, not chaos, and that's a rare trait in today's world. The way he approaches work, relationships, responsibility sets a tone. It shows that you don't need to be flashy to be impactful. I know a lot of people's lives that he's impacted, and he does not put himself in the spotlight at all. And that's something that I think a lot of people can take away from, is everyone tries to be in the spotlight nowadays. And you don't need a spotlight to lead. You build trust over time through showing up, doing hard things, and building a standard that never wavers. And I think today's conversation is a great reminder that success isn't just about surrounding yourself with good innovation or hustle. It's about values, about structure, about surrounding yourself with good people and treating them right. It's about showing up when it's inconvenient, doing what you said you would, and even when no one's watching. It's about building something that stands the test of time. For the entrepreneurs listening, this was a blueprint. For the parents listening, this is a reminder of how you show up matters. And for anyone out there trying to become a better leader, this episode hopefully gave you something to think about. We'll be back next week with another episode. But for now, thanks for tuning in. Keep showing up, stay consistent, and as always, live better. This is Blake Byrne signing off.